Maranatha, blessed be the name of Jesus. It is a great moment to have gone through the book of Revelation. We want to look at Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 all the way to 27. We are understanding our eternal home. We are looking at how our home will look like. This is the city Abraham was looking for. He lived in tents in the land of Canaan. Even when God called him, he did not settle in the land of Canaan. He did not want to go back from the home he was called from. Abraham came from Ur of Chaldean, and when God called him, he did not want to go back there. Number two, he did not want to settle in Canaan. Yes, he built a tent. Tent is a temporary dwelling. It was a place of gold. It was a place full of riches, a lot of wealth. He had a lot of land. He was a rich man. He was one of the richest men ever lived. But you know what? Abraham never settled on this home, on this fallen land. He knew that the land we are in, that the world we are in, is not our home. The Bible says that we are aliens. We are sojourners. We are looking for a home. We are looking for a city that we call our own. Let's emulate Abraham by faith. He didn't know so much, but Abraham, by faith, held on this city. God opened his eyes to see the city we are talking about today. And may the Lord open our eyes as we talk about this city today in Revelation 21 and 22. May God open our eyes just to see how beautiful this city is. This city has the architect, or the designer is God. This city, the builder is God. It is eternal. It is beautiful. It is forever. It is decorated. It is prepared. When you look at all the adjectives you'd want to talk about, you would put every adjective or every form of description, because it is a city that you have never known. Some of us have been to the cities of the world. Some of us have been to one of those good cities in this world. We have looked at how men built some cities. Some of them have been in Africa, beautiful cities. In the US, beautiful cities. In Europe, beautiful cities. In the Middle East, beautiful cities. In Asia, MENA, beautiful cities. But you cannot compare this city with any city in this world. Which city would you want to live? Wouldn't we be able to encourage ourselves to look forward for this city? This city is none like others. It is built by God himself. The foundations are made by God. Do you know that? The doors are made by God. The walls are made by God. The city is huge. Bible says it is one, is equivalent to one, is a cube, 1,000, approximately 1,500 kilometers, or even miles. Miles is bigger than a kilometer. That means it is, when you think of 1,500 miles on top, that can accommodate so many floors. So many, 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 many floors. They are not skyscraper. No, you cannot think about it. It is gorgeous. We want to be there. And so this city is our new home. It is the capital city of the world that God is creating. It's called New Heaven and New Earth. And it is, you know, the Bible says, is the city of righteous people. It's a home that we should be looking forward to. So we, in the first episode, we looked at how the city looks like. And we said it's coming from heaven, from God. It is prepared as a bride. It is beautiful, dressed like that, like the way you know, a bride is prepared for the husband. And is a dwelling place for God and with his people. God shall be with his people forever. And the Bible says that God will be with his people there. The most critical part that in this city, God will be there. And the throne of God will be there. So this is heaven, actually. Though it's called heaven and earth, we do not really comprehend. Or what we know is that the throne of God will be there. Where the throne of God is, that is where we want to be. We may not have so much description. And the Bible says that he will wipe every tear. No more death, no more mourning, no more pain, for the order of things have passed away. And he's sitting there and he makes everything new. And the Bible says that he who writes this, he who says these words are trustworthy and true. Can you imagine the Bible says that the one who said them, and this is God, these, his words are trustworthy and they are true. And then he says, it is done. Meaning the old is done, finished. And we are already in a new dispensation. Look forward for this. Then he says, I'm Alpha and Omega. So that you make sure that he was in the beginning and he's in the end. And now he is starting another one. And he will be the head of it. This other one does not have an head, because God does not have an head. He is in the beginning, and he is the beginning, and he is the head. Then he said to the thirsty, he will give the water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all these, and he will be their God, and he will be his children. But he says a number of people will not be there. In this city, the cowards will not be there. Unbelievers will not be there. Vile people will not be there. Murderers will not be there. Sexually immoral will not be there. Those who practice magic arts will not be there. Idolaters will not be there. Liars will not be there. Theirs is the lake of fire that we had noticed before this, which is the second death. This city will not have a sea. This city will not have the, you know, the light or the sun or the moon and the stars. This city does not have a temple, because God is the temple. Look at this, verses 9. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of seven last plagues came to me and said, come, I'll show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the high city, Jerusalem, coming down of heaven from God. So this is the city we are talking about. It's actually compared to the bride of Jesus Christ. This city is called the bride of Jesus Christ. It's called the new Jerusalem. It's called the new home. It is the new community. God is preparing a new community, and it is taking the shape of the people who will be there. It is shown with glory of God, this city, and its brilliance was like that of every precious jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal. Verse 12, it had great high walls and 12 gates, and with the 12 angels at the gates. It will be guarded forever. Not because the thieves will come in. No thief, we have already identified, no thief will be there. But it will be guarded by angels. Not the guarding, because angels here, it will be talking about, you know, it's a worship. It's a service. They'll be serving. It has got walls. On the gates are written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. That's why nobody can take the place of Israel. I have heard of a very wrong theology called replacement theology, that the church has replaced Israel. That is far from the truth. Israel will remain Israel. And Israel, God will really honor them, that the names of the 12 tribes of Israel will be the names of the gates. Just as it were, when the Israelites were coming from Egypt, the tabernacle had all the 12 tribes of Israel, three north, three south, three east. And look at this, 12, that is, there are three gates on the east, three on the north, three on the south, three on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations. There's another one. And on them were the 12, were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now, here, Jesus also honors the 12 apostles that he chose and became the founding fathers of that carried the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The foundations, it will be given their names. We normally want to give names to people that has really served as well. We give our children good names. This city, this is the eternal home, is the community of God's people. It will have great foundations. Look, the angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates and its wall. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, as wide and high as it is long. That means it's about 1,500 miles cubic. The angel measures the wall using human measurement, and it was 144 cubic thick. Look at how even the walls were thick. Can you imagine 144 cubic thick? The wall was made of jasper, the city of pure gold. This is great. Gold means precious. Nothing like this have ever been seen. I want to ask all of us to aspire to be there, as pure as glass, the city of pure glass. Pure gold. The foundations of the city walls are decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation, and then he gives all those many, many good precious stones, as many as 12. Then he says in verse 21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Pearls are great of wealth, and each of the gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure and transparent as glass. I did not see a temple. This is very unique. A city without a temple. Why? Because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are his temple. What is the work of the temple? This is where we go. So we get into him and him into us. So this is where the Bible says that when you are in Christ and Christ is in you, you are one. So Jesus become the temple, or the Lamb become the temple. God become the temple. The city does not need the sun. There will be no sun, no moon to shine on it. Why? For the glory of God gives it light, and the lamp of God will be the lamp. Oh, great. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. No day will the gates ever be shut. There will be no more night there. It will be a day thing. Great to be there. It will be a forever city. It is the wife of Christ. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Why are we talking about this? dear people, because we need to make sure that our names are in the Lamb's book of life. If our names are not written today, we will not make it to this city. If we ever die in sin, we'll never make it to this city. We'll go to the burning or to the lake of fire, the second death. God, I pray that God is going to give us grace, that we make sure that our names appear in this book of life. Now, why is God destroying the former city and the former world? Do you know why? Why does God need another one? Because in the book of Genesis, God intended that people will remain forever. God did not have a vocabulary of death in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and 2. People are supposed to live forever. God did not have any vocabulary of sin. There was no vocabulary of even sickness, of weakness. There was no those things. These things came as a result of fall. And from Genesis 1 and 2, these are the only pure, chapters in the Bible, and Revelation 21 and 22. The rest of the part of the Bible help us to understand how man has corrupted the world, the earth that God gave to man. And so why God will destroy this? Because this has been destroyed and been, made worse by man. I have been using a formula or an example, which I want to use again, which I had also used in the first, in chapter 12, 22, from verses 1, the previous session, which I said, when you have a phone and you allow virus and programs that are not honoring to the manufacturer, it stops to operate. And the only thing you can do is to take it to the manufacturer for a factory reset, so that it is removed, all those other programs. The reason why God creates another world is because this one has been corrupted by the manager man, by Adam and his children. And so God has to make the one as he had intended in the beginning. Let's aspire to be there. God, we look forward for being in this city, for in this beautiful community, in Jesus' name.